federal protection for a bat that's in trouble. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. White nose syndrome is a deadly disease caused by a fungus. It's killing bats in 27 states, including Michigan. It was first discovered in North America around a decade ago. Researchers think it came over from Europe, possibly on the shoes of a tourist or caver. The disease affects bats that hibernate underground. The northern long-eared bat is getting hit especially hard. It was listed as threatened last April because of white nose syndrome. The federal government recently finalized a rule. It lays out how the Endangered Species Act will protect that bat. Lindsay Scullin reports.
Researchers surveyed hibernating bats this winter, and they found populations are down a lot. Alan Curta is a bat researcher with Eastern Michigan University. He says in some sites, numbers were down by 40 to 60%. Curta says infected bats wake up more often than normal during hibernation.
And because of those more frequent arousals, they run out of their fat by January, February, sometimes even earlier. And if they run out of fat, they're in trouble.
He says some of them fly out of caves looking for food in the winter. That's not normal for bats. They end up dying in the snow. This winter, Curta visited Bumblebee Mine in the Upper Peninsula. He says bats inside the mine were no better off. Many of them had fallen into a pool of water.
There were bats trying to crawl out of the water and up onto the rock. Some of them made it, but they just couldn't go any farther. You could tell they're just sitting there. That wasn't pretty. That was a lot of suffering. You could tell those animals were dying.
Those bats were mainly little brown bats. They're Michigan's most common bat species. Curta says before white nose syndrome arrived, the northern long-eared bat was doing well in Michigan. That's not the case anymore.
We're having a harder time finding any northern bats, and that's not a good sign.
Things have gotten so bad for the northern long-eared bat that the species was listed as threatened last April. This January, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service finalized a rule for that bat. It's called the 4D rule. Dan Kennedy is with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources.
And it protects that bat during its most sensitive life stages while limiting the regulatory burden on the public and several different government agencies.
This means you can't hurt or kill these bats on purpose. It also means you can't accidentally harm or kill the bats anywhere they're hibernating or anywhere they're raising young in June and July. But if you accidentally harm or kill bats at any other time, the 4D rule basically says that's okay. Hal Zwang is with the Michigan Department of Transportation. He says the rule makes it easier to do construction projects year-round, but he says they will change their work plans to avoid cutting down trees in the summer. That's because bats raise their babies in trees.
We believe that the majority of our projects are going to be planned going forward. We'll do the tree removal work in the winter.
But there's a catch to the 4D rule. It says you can't harm or kill bats anywhere the government knows bats are raising young in summer. And that's controversial. The federal government keeps a list of trees where bats have babies each year, and those spots are off limits. But if a tree is not on this list, someone could cut it down. Bat expert Alan Curta is worried that means there's a huge loophole in the rule.
Virtually every tree out there that these bats use could be removed, and many of them are going to be removed in the summertime when there's maternity colonies inside, because no one has to look.
The DNR says it has a good grasp on where northern long-eared bats hibernate, but officials say they're still trying to find out where the bats spend the summer. That means a lot of places those bats raise their young are unprotected right now. For the Environment Report, I'm Lindsay Scullin.
And that's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.